feeling, just put your
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says of the recent attack on Hamas in Qatar,
"We assume full responsibility for it because we believe the terrorists should not be given a haven."
As for U.S. involvement, Rubio says he's hoping, despite the attack in Doha, that Qatar will continue to help with a ceasefire.
"We are focused on what happens now, what happens next, what role can Qatar play possibly in reaching an outcome here that leads not just to the end of this hostilities, not just to the release of all of the hostages, both living and deceased, not just the disarmament and elimination of Hamas, but also a better future for the people of Gaza."
The suspected gunman in the killing of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is said to be not cooperating with officials, even though his family and friends are. He's not believed to have confessed. Last night, there was a vigil held at the Kennedy Center in honor of Kirk. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his 6-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued Thursday for Ruby Lehman after she went missing from her grandmother's home in the village of Almond. Ruby was found safe late Saturday afternoon when the pickup of 34-year-old Jordan Coyle was located. A Central Wisconsin woman will serve prison time for child enticement and misdemeanor sexual assault. Sally Yonke was sentenced to 5 years in lockup and another 5 on extended supervision after investigators say she made inappropriate sexual contact with the boy, both physically and through social media. And voters in DeForest will decide Tuesday whether trustee Andrew Landgraf will remain in office. Organizers of a recall election against Landgraf says he has a pattern of waging personal attacks against residents who criticize him, while Landgraf says he's being targeted because of his blunt approach. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. If you need to remodel, get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. BathClad at 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:03 on Monday morning with The Fix. One thing leads to another on Max FM.
The deception with tight. Just what are you trying to say? You got a blank face with your intent. Communicate, pull out your body piece. Shots, grit your teeth. You run for cover, so discreet.
area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Doing up show early.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanking you for what?
Because it's National Thank You Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot to be thankful for.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you.
Thank you's not enough.
Well, that is gonna change today.
Happy National Thank You Day.
Ready?
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. Yes, that was such a great way to start our morning. We'll talk more about that one during calendar days. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny, high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 85. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 60. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Shower chances return Thursday night. And slight chances of showers into the weekends, cooling down over the weekend with highs in mid-70s. Currently, it is 58 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Bearwood, corner of 3rd and Oak. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Good morning, Emily, and how are you doing on this Monday morning?
Good morning, Dave, and happy Monday to everybody out there. I am doing great. Are you powered up with Powerline Coffee this morning?
Not yet, but I will be. They opened 11 minutes ago, and I can see that from the window here as well. No, I'm not stalking our good friends at Powerline Coffee either, but, you know, it just
oh,
fits.
They're fine with that. They like your attention. They're good.
Well, you know, it just fits in with our show opener so well this morning as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, what we ultimately, too, what we like to know and what we like to do is support our community small businesses and local businesses. And that's kind of what this is all about. So we celebrate that. We celebrate that on the morning show. We celebrate coffee, of course. But, yeah, those folks, you know, just opened the doors a couple of months ago and they are really out there in the community doing such a good job. So we're so proud to have them be part of our morning show on Mondays.
Yes, we are. It's a great way to get a Monday started as well. That's the other part of it. So we will talk more about what you heard in our show opener during calendar days at about 8:20 this morning as well. So, yes, been an interesting weekend. Of course, we didn't have any Packers because, you know, they played on Thursday night. And watching some of the football games yesterday, those were very interesting as well. Hanging with Havel and Dave, that'll be at 8:35 this morning. Now, Emily, we have a big deal coming up on the 25th of this month.
We do. We are helping Hope House to raise funds, folks. It is, well, let me just start from the end. If we raise the funds that we need to raise, which we're, our goal is $5,000, we are going to dye, we meaning myself and Dave, your morning show hosts, are going to dye our fingernails, I'm going to paint our fingernails purple, and dye our hair purple in honor of Purple Thursday in October. So we are really, really, really pumped about this. I know that there's already been some sponsorships. There's been some donations. We really appreciate that from the folks who out there doing that, the businesses out there who are jumping ahead and getting stuff done ahead of time. We do appreciate that. We are looking for a halfway goal this Friday of $2,500. If that happens, we've got some plans.
Yes. Shenanigans will ensue for the co-host that Thursday.
Dave keeps dropping this whole co-host thing, and he just forgets that he is also a co-host. So I don't really just can't get enough of that. So
I've enjoyed this way too much.
A co-host, there has to be another co-host.
Yes.
Co-eat literally means splitting something.
Yes.
So, you know, there's no bigger half here, sir. <Just
saying. laughs> Well, define bigger. Oh, wait, we aren't going to get into my weight this morning.
Oh, no. But Dave, honestly, Dave does a lot more for this job. I just get to come here and have fun. So
that's what's all
he makes
about.
It all happen in the background. But you know what? Nobody needs to know that. As far as they're concerned,
it just happens.
All the things.
It's magic. It just
magic.
Happens. It's magical. Yes. So if we get to that $2,500 mark by Friday, there will be shenanigans for those that are hosting on that Thursday. But we have to be to $2,500. Somebody asked me where we're at. Right now, I have $100 confirmed. So we're $2,400 short of that $2,500 goal. If you're interested in donating ahead of time, you can email Dave at max.fm or you can text 608-355-9970. And we want to make sure we meet and exceed that $5,000 to help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. For more information about all their services, go to hopehousescw.org. We look forward to Purple Thursday in just under 2 weeks. Now, I was talking about doing a little shopping over the weekend, and it's always interesting when you go into a store and you start seeing Christmas decorations. And apparently there's a Costco in Florida that already has Christmas decorations up for sale. How do we feel about this morning, Emily?
Oh, man. Come on. Do you even have to ask? So I love the holidays. You know, I think every holiday that is celebrated for every culture, every religion, every, you know, a time to come together, a time to worship, a time to, you know, break bread together, to all the things. I love all of that stuff. Do it. Enjoy it. Do it when it's appropriate as far as timing. Do not do that stuff early because, in my opinion, and again, this is just Emily's opinion from the morning show. It does not represent the morning show, Dave, or Civic Media. it takes away the special. If you just go ahead and just make it into this, you know, shopping thing, or make it into this, stretching it out, it just takes it away. It doesn't leave the significance to, you know, when that holiday should be celebrated, because there is, holidays fall on certain times of the month or year because of certain reasons, right? And historical
right.
reasons, traditional reasons. So to just stretch it out and make it so it's, you know, Costco, I'm sorry, no. Like, you are really putting a damper on the idea of what the holidays can be, and you're focusing on people spending money and making it commercial, and that makes me sad. That is not what we need right now.
Well, and technically it's summer until September 22nd, and then there's 3 months of fall, but not for Costco. They're already celebrating the Yuletide right now. A shopper in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, shared photos of a bunch of Christmas displays set up at their local store. Even though the Halloween candy is dominating the aisles, you know, nothing like buying an inflatable Santa in September while you're getting ready to trick or treat. Are we skipping right over pumpkins and turkey to get to Santa, Emily?
Yeah, no. Well, I'm not.
I'm
Costco
not either.
Can do what they want. I'm sorry, Costco, but I'm not a shopper. I'm not a member. So, you know, for me, it's not going to affect my personal day. But here's what someone said online. Quote, Costco already has Christmas trees on sale.
What?
said. But others see it differently. Some think the earlier the display, the better the bargains. Again, beep, beep, beep. That's all about money and shopping. That is not about celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not fazed by hearing jingle bells before the first leaf drops, you might snag a good deal. What do you think? When should Christmas take over the store shelves and radio playlists? This person who wrote this for us, thank you, whomever this is, because I agree. They say the day after Thanksgiving. I think that's fair. You know, Thanksgiving is kind of like, you know, it's about togetherness and celebration. And it's certainly like kind of a warm up to like getting ready for, you know, it's the first of those holidays in terms of the winter holidays. Right. So.
Right.
And then you really start focusing on family and togetherness and, you know, big meals or, you know, specific intentional meals and treats and all that awesome stuff. Right. So Thanksgiving is kind of like the, I don't know, first course or whatever, right? So, like, that's awesome. And then you can really feel the feels. Before that, I'm not, no. But again, this is just me. I think I have strong feelings about this. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. I think we definitely should be getting through Halloween before we even see any Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
Just my humble opinion, you know? And so it's like someone in our household wisely says, let the turkey have its day, you know? And that's Wendy's words of wisdom.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes. As for when Christmas should take over the airwaves, I think that it should definitely be after Thanksgiving. And we will sprinkle Christmas music in after Thanksgiving. We won't go all Christmas until we get closer to the week of Christmas. And, you know, we sprinkle it in there starting around Thanksgiving. And, you know, we have the light parade going on in downtown Baraboo the week before that. So we try to coordinate with that. And so there's a time for the Christmas stuff, there's a time for the Thanksgiving stuff, and there's a time for the Halloween stuff. I don't want to be thinking about Santa Claus in September is what it comes down to. So that's my humble opinion. You can text us and let us know your thoughts, 608-355-9970. Or you can text them via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and tap text. And let us know your thoughts. Should Christmas be out already? And when do you think Christmas music should start? If we get some good texting, we'll read them on air. All texters remain anonymous. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. They're open right now for all of your coffee needs. Here is Twisted Sister. You know, we're not going to take that Christmas music right now.
99.7 Mix FM.
I was walking down a one-way street, just a looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for a man. Now I'm hoping, hoping that the feeling is right, and I'm wondering, wondering if you'll stay for the night. So I'm coming.
I don't wanna be lonely, baby. Please tell me.
I wanna love you all over.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:27 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. They're open right now. The Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison October 23rd to the 26th, bringing together authors and readers of all ages and interests. Don't miss out on the New York Times bestsellers Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach, alongside dozens of others, as they gather for readings and conversations around their writings this fall. For more information, you can go to max.fm. Coming up, a look at local sports, regional sports, and weather on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have the Machinist Tool and Estate Auction located near Rockbridge, ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the property today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also on Tuesday, we have a drop-off day for our Fall Firearms and Sporting Goods Auction from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting firearms, ammunition, sporting goods, and related items. On Wednesday, we have a real estate auction for a single-family property on 4 acres located near Loganville. That ends at 11 a.m. On Thursday is the Dewworth Boat, Skid Steer, Tool, and More Auction, ending at 9 a.m., located near Nisida. And on Friday, we have a preview day for the Carl F. Stotts & Sons Retirement Auction from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Carl F. Stotson Sons in Wanakee. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. On Friday night, we saw Port Washington 23 over Portage 14. Sauk Prairie played Beaver Dam, with Sauk Prairie winning that game 45-14. Also, Adams Friendship played Waupun, Waupun 54, Adams 6. And in Wisconsin Dells, they unfortunately lost 34-42 to Ripon. Coming up tonight, we have Baraboo Thunderbirds tennis versus Sauk Prairie High School at home at 4:15. Also, Baraboo Thunderbirds JV football versus Central High School, 6 p.m. tonight. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL, after having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football, Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. That's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have another warm, summery day on the way, mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. If you need to remodel, get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. BathClad at 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Oh, it's a nice day to start again.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Morning Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 7:36 on Monday morning. Morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of day with Powerline Coffee. Birthdays and anniversaries are next. Text in any local ones you may have. Men at Work on Max FM.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day at Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open daily at 7 a.m. That means they're ready to get you caffeinated this morning. It is going on 7:40 on Monday morning. You still have time to text any local or celebrity birthdays, if you have them, or anniversaries, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and send us those local birthday and anniversary wishes. As a reminder, you're going to want to have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device starting next Monday. Our next statewide text-to-win contest starts. More chances to win this time, too. We're going to have chances between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. weekdays starting next week for the next 2 weeks, Emily. Some pretty cool opportunities. We'll have more details later on this week for that.
Absolutely. Those text to win contests are so awesome because what it does is really jazz up me and Dave to sit there and be able to share the here's the word, text it in now, and gets us like kind of excited and we get on a roll. And then we also get to offer you guys a chance to win. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for us in all the ways. So we are excited for that. Get your thumbs ready. You know you already got your phone in your hand. So get your thumbs ready and get ready to text to win. Starting next week for the 2 weeks that follow, or the 1 week after that as well, 2 weeks total, we're going to have a good time. You're going to win stuff.
Yeah, we are. I mean, and we're it's going to keep us busy because 7 o'clock will be our first one starting next Monday. And then we'll have another one at 9 a.m. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. We're going to be on our A game next week. And next week, again, is that Hope House Radio Requestathon. You get to take over the airwaves Thursday, September 25th. Officially starts at 7 a.m. You know me, I'll be in here at 6 a.m. So we may start a little bit early because we want to hit that $5,000 goal. If we hit the halfway point by Friday, all of your hosts will do something goofy for that day. So that is our hint. But I'll put it this way. I know that we are $2,400 short of that goal right now. So we have a long ways to go. So I'm feeling pretty comfortable in putting the gauntlet out there right now to say
believe I heard a little birdie told me there might be a couple of good donation coming here, sponsorships this week, but we'll have to see. We want a bunch of them.
Yes.
If you come on and in and drop off a check ahead of time, small business, you know, we'll roll by your business. We'll come by and say, hi, let's do that. Let's meet and greet. So we're super happy to do that. If you want, you know, there's just lots of options. So we want to be supportive of the situation, but we also want to support your business if you're willing to, come on in and make a donation. So please come on in, do so. We'd love to say hi to you. We can come on into your business.
Yeah.
You know, we'll come in and have lunch or have coffee or whatever it is and, just make those connections. So, yeah, please come in. We got a big, big space to fill for this Friday.
Yes, we do. And, again, you can email Dave at max.fm or text 608-355-9970 to make those arrangements. You'll make the check right out to Hope House because they all go right to them. We will hand them the checks when this is all done because we want to keep that tally going. So, again, if we get to the halfway point by Friday, shenanigans will ensue with your morning show host. And I know Emily's going to be in here for an extended amount of time that day. Miss Wendy's going to be in here. She's taking time off from her regular job to be in here as well. So it is going to be a very busy day. We will have some special guests stopping in throughout the day as well. So again, Thursday, September 25th, the Hope House Radio Requestathon. You can go to max.fm for more information about that. Or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page because we're putting information everywhere over the weekend. We are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays for September 15th. John Bradley is 37. Samwell Tarly on Game of Thrones. Prince Harry is 41. You know him as Meghan Markle's husband. Harry's actual royal title is Duke of Sussex. He's now fifth in line for the British throne behind his brother William and William's three kids. Tom Hardy is 48. Eddie Brock in Venom, Mad Max, Fury Road, and Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. Who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Sure. Sophie Dahl is 48. She was a model. She's also the granddaughter of children's author Roald Dahl. Great author. They're great children's books. Just beautiful. Josh Charles is 54. In The Good Wife and the Dead Poets Society shows. KG is 56. Troubadour, Naughty by Nature.
Oh! Ooh.
Okay, I didn't recognize the name. Of course, I know Donnie by nature, but I didn't recognize the name.
OPP.
So. My bad. Yep, OPP. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Dina Lohan is 63, Lindsay Lohan's mom. Okay, sure. Okay. This is a bigger one, though. Dan Marino, 64, Miami Dolphins, and the Ice Toner Gloves legend. Great. All right, Dan. Way to go. You are... only just a Miami Dolphins legend.
Wow. And the star
Billy, you're
of
the Isotoner Club's legend. He's also an Ace Ventura pet detective. This is true. I do remember him in that. And that was really funny because every now and again, you do see football players roll into movies and they just are not great. Like, remember when Brett Favre was in Something About Mary? That was just awkward to watch. He was awful. And I'm not a, well, we'll just move on through that.
Yeah, anyways, we'll keep moving along. We've got Mitch Durr, 65, Crash Test Dummies Dumber, Drummer.
No,
I was thinking of the movie Ace Ventura still. You can tell where mine was still going on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's a big one. We have a couple of big ones. Oliver Stone, 79, directed Platoon, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July, The Doors, JFK, Any Given Sunday, Alexander W. and Snowden. He also wrote a lot of these movies himself. So, you know, a lot of people don't know who Oliver Stone is, but look at what he's done. I mean, the books he wrote, the movies he's directed, absolutely amazing. And then,
oh, I'm so glad he's still with us, too. 79, and he has done so much already. He's still working on it. That sounds like a really great weekend to just put aside a bunch of time and just binge watch Oliver Stone movies. Look at those names. Like, those are all some of the, like, best movies ever made, right? I mean, these are classics now, but, like, good stuff, good stuff.
Huge stuff.
What's the next big one, Dave? I'm
gonna let you take this one. This one's huge. Tommy Lee Jones is 79. Colonel Phillips in Captain America, Agent K in Men in Black, U.S. Marshal Sam Gerard in The Fugitive, Ashley Judd's parole officer in Double Jeopardy, you know. And this is something that a lot of people may not know about him. He was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard. So,
okay, no, did not know that.
I did not know
that Tommy Lee Jones went to Harvard. First of all, that is incredible. What?
That is right where I was headed as well. I'm like, wait, Tommy Lee Jones went to Harvard. Never mind who his roommate was. He went to Harvard? That's like, I'm like, wait a minute. That is what actually caught me off guard when I'm reading through this list this morning. And I did a double take at about 4:45 this morning as I was reviewing our list because I'm seeing who's in there for music, right? And so I can maybe mess with the playlist. Bosses, if you're listening, I never mess with the playlist. But anyways, never. But we'll have Naughty by Nature. But yes, when I saw he went to Harvard, I'm like, okay. I had to go Google this because I had to fact check this as well because I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me Tommy Lee Jones went to Harvard. That is impressive. I mean,
I love it. I mean, he's a brilliant actor. And nobody's out there said that actors don't have brilliant minds in more ways than just brilliant acting, right?
Exactly.
Like, clearly he's up there in the genius realm if he's going to Harvard. But yeah, I think that's kind of cool that he never like made that a thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's just the actor. Like, he wasn't like, oh, and by the way, I went to Harvard. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't.
Right.
Like, never heard of that before. So.
Yeah, that's cool. I was shocked when I was reading that this morning. I'm just like, that is really cool. So, you know, the more you know is you and I like to always say. And that one was just so cool to find that out this morning. So, yeah, I was shocked and I'm impressed all at
I'm
the
impressed
same time.
Too. And I really... like, I know both Oliver and Tommy are listening right now, so I just want to wish you both, again, from the bottom of my heart, happy birthday, because you're twins, and I hope you're celebrating together, because they're both 79 today. So, like, that's huge. September 15th, that's a big day. Apparently, it produces some very smart people.
Yes, it does. Yep, I am so excited about our celebrity birthdays today. So, there you go. That's something I learned today. The Oliver Stone one was pretty cool. And learning that about Tommy Lee Jones as well was just something that's just very amazing. So, yes, pretty cool celebrity birthdays. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries every day at 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday in the listening area, Baraboo, Reedsburg, Portage, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin, Dells, Lake Delton, or streaming anywhere worldwide, you can always text those into us, 608-355-9970. We will add those to our calendars. So you can text them in advance. So we make sure we talk about those birthdays, because all of our local birthdays are actually celebrity birthdays. And we are excited to celebrate with you. And you may have heard we're doing a little something different starting this morning. We'll be doing a little bit more local sports coverage. We're excited to be bringing you sports scores from around the area. We'll be doing that throughout the week now as well, looking at sports schedules. If you know a local athlete that needs to be celebrated for their accomplishments, you can always email that info to dave@max.fm. We'll gladly talk about those as well. So we're going to be focusing on our local sports in addition to all of our regional sports, because we know the Brewers are doing so cool, very well. The Packers off to a 2-0 start, hanging with Hobble and Dave at 8:35. Talk more about that. And just, you know, we want to celebrate our local sports as well. So again,
absolutely,
let us know about those, right, Emily?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to, you know, throw some love on the radio in the morning to our local sports celebrities, because they're working hard. One of my kids is an athlete doing like 4 or 5 sports, and it is a huge time commitment. It's so much energy, and it's just, you know, it takes a lot of organization just to be able to show up at all the things you need to for all the sports. So it should be celebrated. You young folks are doing such a good job out there on top of your schoolwork, on top of your family commitments, also, you know, doing all the athletics that you do and proving, you know, it's good for your mind, it's good for your soul, it's good for your body, it's good for all the things. So we want to celebrate that with you. So definitely let us know about what those accomplishments are. If it's your kids, if it's you, just shoot us a line and we'll talk about it. We'll celebrate you for sure.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about our Saucon Humane Society Pets of the Week.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Me neither. Some beautiful pets or very cute pets this morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we're going to have a little Naughty by Nature celebrating that birthday in just moments on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Drop a load on 'em.
but he was gonna be yours anyway. You couldn't be seen with him at all, and still you didn't care. Cause in a room behind a door, no one but y'all are there. When y'all are finished, y'all could leave and only y'all would know. And y'all could throw that skeleton bone right in the closet door. Now don't be shocked, cause if you're down, I want your hands up high. Say OPP, I like it said with pride. Now when you do it well and make sure that it counts. You're now down with a discount. You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
Every last lady.
You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
Oh,
a scab tried to OPP me. I had a girl and she knew that. Matter of fact, my girl was partners that. Had a fall, a disagreement, yeah, an argument. She tried to do me, so we did it in my apartment. Bust it. That wasn't a thing, it must have been the way she hit the ceiling. Cause after that, she kept on coming back and catching feelings. I said, let's go, my girl is coming, so you gotta leave. She said, oh no, I love you, Trent. I said, now, child, please. You got to leave, come grab your coat right now, you gotta go. I said, now, look, you choose the stairs and choose the stair window. This was a thing, a little thing, you shouldn't have brought your heart. Cause you know I was OPP help from the very start. Come on, come on, now let me tell you what it's all about. When you get down, you can't go around running off at the mouth. That's rule number one in this OPP establishment. You keep your mouth shut and it won't get back to her or him. Exciting, isn't it? A special kind of business. Many of you will catch the same sort of OPP visit with him or her. For sure, I'm going to admit it. When OPP comes, damn, Skippy, I'm with you. You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
That's all you
want. You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
That's all you want.
Break it down.
Behind.